Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, February 2nd. A formal sexual harassment complaint filed against Republican Senator Randy Baumgardner for inappropriately touching a former legislative aide has been found credible. Benta Berkland has more.
The aide told us in November that Senator Baumgardner slapped and grabbed her buttocks four times during the 2016 legislative session. She alleges the incidents happened inside the Capitol during her workday, often while she was walking next to the Senate chamber. The formal complaint process is private, but she told us the results on Wednesday. She says a Senate staffer informed her that, quote, the evidence suggests there should be a consequence. Republican leaders would not confirm whether they had read the report or give a timeline on possible consequences. Senate Minority Leader Lucia Guzman will also help determine any punishment. She would not comment on specifics, but she says if wrongdoing existed, she hopes action will happen swiftly. Baumgardner chairs the Senate Transportation Committee and is the main sponsor of Senate Bill 1 on transportation infrastructure. It's the signature GOP bill of the legislative session. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Several utility companies doing business in Colorado, known as the Mountain West Group, are pushing ahead with plans to connect with an Arkansas-based regional power grid. Eric Galatis has the story.
Utility companies in Colorado are making plans to join a regional power grid based in Arkansas, and consumer groups are raising red flags. Xcel Energy, Black Hills Energy, the Western Area Power Administration, and Colorado Springs Utilities are proposing to hook up with the Little Rock-based Southwest Power Pool. But Bill Levis with AARP Colorado says the move would strip the state of local regulatory control.
It's important that the legislature look at this and that consumer groups also have input as to whether this makes sense. If Colorado were to join such a group, it would increase the cost to consumers by tens of millions of dollars.
The private utility companies see the move as a way to better coordinate their operations across multiple states, increase their revenues, and also deliver renewable energy generated in places like Colorado to other states. Levis is concerned that Colorado ratepayers could end up footing the bill for 1,000-mile transmission lines and power upgrades in other states. Levis says the negotiations have taken place largely between the energy companies without input from consumer groups. He says AARP and others are ramping up efforts to get the Colorado Public Utilities Commission and the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to take a closer look at the impact on ratepayers before approving the proposal.
The problem is that the utilities are already saying that this is basically a done deal, so the earlier consumers get involved, the better.
The companies are targeting the end of 2018 or early next year to launch the project. FERC is likely to consider the proposal this summer, and the PUC is set to hold a hearing in the third quarter of this year. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Here's a story on the Skiff milk vetch, a rare plant found on about 85 acres outside of Gunnison and into Sawatch County. A researcher at Western State received a sizable grant to study the plant.
The plant is named Skiff milk vetch. It's small and reddish and grows low to the ground, but I've never actually seen one, at least not knowingly. On an early winter morning, I met with the project lead and we went on a quest to find one.
So my name is Robin Bingham and I'm an evolutionary ecologist at Western State. We are headed out McCabe's Lane to take a look at where Skiff milk vetch would be if it was its growing season, but it's asleep now because...
We parked and headed up a dry gully covered in sagebrush, small cacti, cow pies, and broken clay pigeons used for skeet shooting. The Skiff milk vetch likes to show itself in late spring and early summer, but we found one.
I think this is it. So this guy right here. I'm pretty darn sure that that's what this is.
The plant is not listed under the Endangered Species Act. It is warranted but precluded and has been a candidate for decades. I asked Dr. Bingham what could be their demise. Decreasing populations of their main pollinator, the bee? Could a predator eat them all? Or could they die from being stepped on by cattle or humans?
They can probably handle being stepped on. I think they tend to grow where cattle aren't really tending to go as much.
Like this steeper hillside?
Yeah, and the work that's been done has shown that the main herbivores are rabbits. the rabbits do have an impact.
Dr. Bingham says that more than rabbits, climate change could kill off the skiff milk vetch, as other species like cheatgrass can take their place after wildfire, which seems to be more common in recent years. The plant has been monitored in Gunnison and Sawatch counties since 1995, so what is known is less than a page in its scrapbook.
It's still a snapshot, but of course things are changing rapidly. We did see that the drought of the early 2000s had a very strong negative effect on the plant, and that was changed when we came out of those drought years. So as climate change models predict warmer temperatures, and what's going to happen with precipitation is a little bit up in the air. But if it were to be warmer temperatures and lower precipitation, that suggests that it would be bad for this.
Let's throw out a scenario. Let's just say this plant disappears. Will the world keep spinning?
The world will keep spinning. Yes, the world will keep spinning. But it's one piece of a very complex puzzle, and we really don't know the value of all those pieces. So as we let pieces drop out of the puzzle, we're getting a more and more fragmented picture of our world. We don't know what the outcome of that's going to be.
One of the plant's main roles in the ecosystem is converting nitrogen in the atmosphere into molecules living organisms can use. But with so few skiff milk vetch actually on Earth, is there a point to studying and preserving the plant?
I don't think it makes sense to say, well, we can let this one go, because then what happens when the next one goes? And, as they slowly drop out, and you have each of them living in their own unique places. You don't have one species that's just sort of fills all the niches and covers the entire area. I would say that skiff is playing that role in the unique places where you find it, which are places where there aren't really a lot of other ones.
Over the next 5 years, Dr. Bingham, along with Western State students and community volunteers, hope to discover if the habitat is larger or smaller than thought, map new populations and determine the overall count, continue to monitor the plant, and raise local awareness and buy-in for the skiff milk vetch and its conservation. Reporting for KBUT, I'm Chad Rich.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.